Welcome back, and joining me today is no one Ironman head football coach Matt Hagebush. Coach, just a tough night last Thursday at Vanita. Turnovers, missed tackling were kind of the factors in that game as Ironman loses their first game of the year 29-20. Just your thoughts on the game last week.
Well, you know, I mean, when you talk about the things that you have to do to put yourself in a situation to win games, you know, you need to tackle, you got to take care of the football, you got to block guys, and we struggled in all three of those areas. So it's no secret that, you know, we come out on the wrong end of that. But we're a resilient group. You know, credit Vanita. They were well prepared. Their kids played hard, capitalized on some mistakes that we made. And, you know, when you dig a 19-0 hole like we did early on, it makes it tough to climb out of that. And, you know, we put ourselves in a position at the end. You know, I was proud of our effort and the way that we did claw back. Had a chance, you know, for a two-point conversion to tie it at 22 late in the fourth quarter. Came up a little short there, you know, but the effort was there. We've just got to clean some things up. We've got to finish plays. And, you know, I guess on a bright side, you know, we did cut down on some penalties, you know, so those were better. We improved ourselves from that standpoint. But, you know, we still got a lot to get better at. But, you know, again, that's a good thing, you know, to an extent to have early in the season because you know, if we're going to have a wake-up call, we want it now. We don't want it late in the season. So, you know, we can see some things that, you know, areas that need some big improvement, and we're going to focus on those. And you know, we still have our goal in front of us, which is to try to win the district and have a chance to host two home playoff games. So,
you talk about, of course, we go back to the game against Vanita. The last drive Vanita had, 3rd and 5. Again, a couple of missed tackles gives them the first down, and then on the next play, again, a couple of missed tackles. They score for a touchdown to really put the final nail in the coffin, something that, again, has to be cleaned up in order to win a lot of these games.
Oh, definitely. You can't beat quality opponents and win big games when you turn the ball over and you don't tackle well. I mean, those are always, you know, at the top of every list, things that we must do to have a chance to win the turnover battle, tackle well. And we didn't do either one of those two things. So when you do that, you definitely dig a hole. You know, but we have guys in position to make plays. We've just got to finish. And that's something that we have really focused on this week is kind of getting back to basics, just, you know, drills to improve toughness, drills to improve tackling. You know, our conditioning has to continue to improve. So we've focused on those things. And you know, I expect to see a better effort from us on Friday.
Speaking on Friday, of course, take on the Miami War Dogs. Again, another 4A District 3 opponent. Miami 1-1 on the year. End up beating Verdigris 27-13 last Friday. Miami, again, has some skill positions that could pose a challenge in Nowata's defense.
Well, definitely. I mean, they're a very big 4A school, you know, 650-some-odd kids, you know, to our 250. So, you know, it's definitely a challenge for us. It's a big game, you know, as far as from a competition standpoint for us to play them. You know, they're big up front, just like Miami always is. They've got some running backs that really run hard. Their quarterback, you know, has some ability and some good-sized receivers try to get the ball out to. So they definitely have the ability to move ball down the field quickly. You know, we're going to have to be on top of our game. Defensively, we're going to have to make sure we're lined up right and we're ready for a physical battle. Offensively, again, you know, we've got to win the turnover battle because they do run the football and they're going to try to, you know, milk that clock as much as they can. So possessions are going to be important. So, you know, we just have to clean up some of those mistakes. If we can tackle well this week and we can, you know, take care of the football, then that's going to put us in a better situation, obviously, than where we were last week.
I know one player that went down late in the fourth quarter, Tim Callahan. He won't be in action for Friday's game. Coach, tell us a little bit about an update, if you can, on Tim Callahan.
Well, he's in a brace right now, and we're waiting to get kind of final word from the doctors. But he tweaked his knee a little bit, but we're hoping it's, you know, something that he can come back from, you know, and we can get him for the heart of our district play, which is, you know, the important part of our season leading up to playoffs. But you know, we've got guys that are ready to step up. You know, Hunter Wood stepped in and done a good job. He's probably going to, start at that tackle spot for us. He's got a, you know, he's a big body. His motor runs really well. He's stepped in defensively, made some plays for us. So we're excited for him to get his opportunity. So, you know, that's how it has to work in a game like this. I mean, you know, guys get banged up, and it's an unfortunate part of it, but you know, that's why we practice. That's why we work hard in the off season, so that when your number's called, you're ready to step up, and we're excited to see what he can do for us.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck to you against Miami.
Thank you, Adam.